It is 9:54 p.m. precisely on day 50 of Swim 1000. You may have guessed that the Ginger One is not broadcasting to you tonight. It is Annie, and Dave has entrusted me to produce the latest podcast. I have never done a podcast before, so wish me luck. We are currently in the town of Boonville, a mere 794 miles from where we began, in Chamberlain, South Dakota, which now feels like a million miles ago, and a lifetime ago, actually. We are staying at the Isle of Capri Casino, which may sound a little bit bizarre, and it feels a little bit bizarre as well. The reason we are here is because in the state of Missouri there is a law that says that all casinos must be on or near to a river, I believe. Don't quote me on that. That is why we are here, obviously. I am currently sat in our hotel room, which is very swish. The accommodation here is lovely. We each have had a double bed to stay in, which is the second time since this journey began that we have actually had the pleasure of a mattress. So we're feeling a little bit spoiled, and it's a real treat. So we are nearly 800 miles in to the Swim 1000 expedition, and it has been quite a unique, challenging, at times frustrating, and difficult, but absolutely incredible journey. If I am being totally honest, there was a time when I think all of us were unsure of whether we would make it to St. Louis for the projected time frame, particularly when we were the upper section of the river with those really beautiful but no current lakes in South Dakota. And that was just so difficult because Dave was swimming for hours and hours and hours, and we would only be covering maybe, you know, 8 miles. I think 12 miles was the best we managed, and that was because we were dealing with absolutely no flow, and that was the toughest part of this challenge. It was the most beautiful, the scenery was spectacular, but it was definitely the toughest for Dave. And then once we got past the dams, everything just seemed to get a little bit faster, obviously, and we went from, you know, barely managing to cover 12 miles in a day to covering 20, and then 30, and now 40, and here we are in with only 6 days to go until this entire journey is complete, and that feels very surreal to be saying that. I have had an absolute blast being a member of the Swim 1000 team. We have had some really tough times, Dave particularly, obviously, and we've had to really look after him, and I think I can honestly say that initially I underestimated how difficult this would be, and there were times when I didn't quite appreciate or understand just how difficult this would be for Dave, but he's made it, and we all have, and I have loved being a part of this. It feels like we have experienced maybe 8 expeditions during this one, mainly because we've experienced such vast and evolving scenery and landscape. So we've had so many different rivers. It feels like I've been on at least 8 rivers. It doesn't feel like I've been travelling down one. And each time the river and the landscape has changed, the team has changed as well. And that obviously has altered how we have enjoyed it, or just altered the way things have been. So it's been an incredible journey, and I have loved every single minute, and I am massively excited to reach St. Louis and to complete 1,000 miles paddling and swimming, of course, along the Missouri River.